سلام وقتتان بخیر، نام نظیر مومند است از رادیو وستفیلی. امرویتان یک مصاحبه می داشته باشیم با یکی از مهاجرین افغان که در شهر توبینگن بعد از مظاهره فعالیت داشتن و می خواهیم امیال امرویشان مصاحبه بکنیم. سلام و شامتان بخیر.
سلام شامتان بخیر.
میشه خودم معرفی بکنید؟
نام عتیق الله یوسفی است.
Yes, Sumaman. Tell me, you've had some conversations with these Afghani refugees. Can you tell me something and tell us something about what they have to say about deportation?
Okay, I did two interviews with two Afghan refugees.
Okay.
By the name of Atiqullah. From Afghanistan, and also Farhad, also from Afghanistan, and I asked it about the mining of the demonstration.
Okay.
Why they didn't did the demonstration,
mm-hmm.
and what was the idea, and also I said what do you think him about him future in Germany. Unfortunately, the answer was, Afghanistan is not safe. By bad situation, we came from Afghanistan. But now I have a negative answer. When I posted my interview, after the 2 months, the negative answer became. It's a normal for Afghan refugees because the German government, they didn't want to care about the single guys where they are came from Afghanistan. Just they want to say they have to go back Afghanistan. But for sure, I can't say it if they have no problem in Afghanistan. For 100%, I am sure they will be not came in Germany. They will be not leave him country. This is the problem. And from when these Afghan refugees, I came by bad situation. About 20 days I was in the way, in the mountain, in the sea, in the street, by bad situation, in the cold weather, in the warm weather, I cannot imagine now. I came to Germany because I want to have a safe life.
This is what the first guy is saying.
Exactly.
One of the refugees.
Yes.
What's the guy's name?
Atiqullah.
Okay.
Yes. The other was, his name was Farhad. He said, now the negative answer for Afghan refugees is normal because it's a challenge of the politic or it's the play of the politic.
Okay.
Just play of the politic because our president, he came to Germany, he just signed it. We want to Afghan refugee come back to Afghanistan because Afghanistan is safe. If Afghanistan is safe, what do you think about the different medias? They have active, they have a program, they have a reportage, you can search it in YouTube. Also, this is the also one question. If Afghanistan is safe, why the NATO they are now leave in Afghanistan? They are not sure when they leave Afghanistan and they come back to Afghanistan like same times, like a in Taliban regime, it will be back to this time. This is the point. And also, this is very, very, I can say it, if they want to, got an interview, when they posted the interview, when the answer became for 100%, the answer is always negative.
So this is what they have to say, and if you were to talk about it, what they're basically saying is it's a difficult time because there's a political situation and many political people who are saying that Afghanistan is safe, because of which the BAMF is thinking, okay, Afghanistan is safe and so we have to send people back to the BAMF.
Yes.
So the whole process is working because of this one basic truth, which is Afghanistan is safe. So now in the next series, what we can bring out here would be the person from the German ministry who mentioned this first.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we will bring out in the next series, just for everybody to know, because we will be looking at finding the truth.
Exactly.
So now there is a government organization, there are the Landrat Samt, etc., have people there in place who are helping people go back, who want to go back. So yeah, there are people who want to go back as well, and there are people who think it's not safe to go back at all. Now, we have to understand where does the truth lie. Because if there are some people who want to go back, maybe they don't feel a threat from the Taliban situation there. Yeah. This is a question I want to ask you. So, Mohammad Nazir, tell me something. I am given to understand that in the major cities where the city area is in Afghanistan, there is not much of Taliban influence. But more in the inside areas, the rural areas, there is more of influence of Taliban. And in these places, you cannot have freedom of women, for instance. That means you are talking about a society with no equality between men and women. Is that true?
In the follow-up in your question, just I want to say, if the German government, they are thinking Afghanistan is safe, it's very different. They are thinking different, because if Afghanistan is safe, if they are thinking like a capital of Afghanistan is safe or the different place of Afghanistan is safe. But what do you think about the suicide attack in different place every day? This is the question. And also, if another province is also safe, there is no human right. You're not sure if you go out of your room or your house, you have to with your family say we will be see or we will be not see. It's not guarantee you will be healthy or you will be 100% you will be come to home safe. It's a big question, because by different place they attack to women, they attack to daughters, they attack to boys, they attack to different guys and different situation by different ideas. But it's I think so, it's a play of the politic, just I want to say. Because I'm sure Afghanistan is not safe. Now my family is also living in Afghanistan, but it became 3 months I have no contact with them.
Where in Afghanistan?
In Baghlan.
So that's northern side?
Northern Afghanistan.
Okay, because that what remains right now for us is only to understand that if some people are going, then we can see that since some people are going, there are few places which you may be able to go and be safe. However, your point still remains.
Okay,
even if you go there and you are safe, you have almost no human rights.
Just I want to say, I know some Afghan refugees, they are applied to, I want to go back to Afghanistan.
Okay.
This is the with some information, when I asked it, some information became, they are said, if we stay in Germany, with we have no idea about our future, it's very difficult. My family, my wife, my daughter, my son, they're all in Afghanistan. If I stay in Germany for 10 years, just I have a money from social, about 300 euro. I'm not allowed to go to Sprach course. I'm not allowed to go to work. I cannot like a good communication. Because of this, just if I pass it my interview, they will be get a negative answer. But it's good idea if I die, but I want to die with my family. Because just I didn't want to. When I stay in Germany, as my friend said, he said, every day I die. Every day. I miss my family. I miss my family. I miss my wife, my daughter, my son. When I video call, they are crying. When I video call, I'm crying. It's a fact situation. This is the problem. And they are decided, I want to go to back Afghanistan. They want to see it. And they have to. They decided, if I stay in Germany, it's also clear we have no chance.
Yeah.
Because of this, I want to go to with my family. If I have chance to leave, I will be leave. If I have no chance, just I want to drive with my family. This is the point.
It's strange because right now the series that they're carrying finally comes down to one thing, that the BAMF and whoever that decides in these political circuits to send the people back to Afghanistan may be having a problem, because there might be places which are not safe and we are still sending them back to these places, which basically means we are committing a very harsh term called, like, we're almost killing people if we are actually sending them to a place which we know is not safe. So let's get more about this on the next series and figure out how this comes. We are going to look towards the truth and get many more interviews which will help us develop this idea of exactly whether it is safe or it is not safe. That's all from us. Thank you very much, Mohammed.
You are welcome. I hope for one day the situation of the Afghan refugee, it became clear, and hopefully they can stay in Germany legal. I hope for one day.
All right.